The cost of living is rising. In the past year, electricity prices have gone up 22%, gas 28%, home heating oil 53%, private rents over 8%, the cost of food too, bread for example, by over 5%. In fact, according to new figures from the Central Statistics Office, the annual rate of inflation rose by 5.5% in December, which was the highest annual rate increase since April of 2001. Research from Social Justice Ireland indicates that almost one-fifth of the population is living below the poverty line, and that lone parents are the worst affected of all household types, with half of people in this category living below the poverty line after housing payments. Ali Moreiro lives in Clondalkin in Dublin. She's a single parent to two teenagers and is finding price increases for food and energy in particular difficult to cope with.
Going to the shops, it's even worse. You don't realize, like, 25 cents there, 20 cents there, you go, you have a full trolley. The same food that you were buying a year ago or 2 years ago, because we stick to the routine. We're trying to eat healthy, feed the kids healthy, and to stick to the budget. From 80 euros, it did started to come up to 120, 130, 140. It's an absolute nightmare. So as a single parent with one income coming into the family, it's really hard to survive, especially when the kids are teenagers. You have to buy them clothes, shoes, everything. Electricity bill is, it's a different story. Everything is electricity. I cook a lot. I mean, like, it takes me hours. I live in the kitchen. One last year, in the wintertime, the bill come up. I nearly collapsed. I really did collapse. I'm just literally scared now.
That's Ali Moreiro, who lives in Clondalkin in Dublin. Karen Kiernan is chief executive of One Family. That's a group who represents single parent families. Karen Kiernan, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning.
There are a lot of people going through what Ali is. Tell us what you are seeing, Karen.
Well, we work with people parenting on their own and sharing parenting from around the country. And we are hearing the stories of fuel costs, energy debt, people not having enough money from week to week. This is just constant. It's an absolute nightmare for families out there. And winter is maybe halfway through, and we can see the costs going up. So people are very stressed about it, and a lot of people are already behind on their bills. Or they're not buying enough food because they need to make sure that they're paying their rent and they're paying their food and or their energy bills, and they don't get disconnected, because that's a huge fear for people.
Yes,
so it's really, really difficult for people on low incomes at the moment.
And because people's incomes haven't changed by the same degree as prices are rising, tell us more about the choices that people are having to make.
Yeah, it's very stark. For some people, as I said, they may not buy as much food, or with what you know is sometimes parents won't eat, or they'll skip some meals because they're trying to make sure that their children have enough and they've only got so much food to go around. And we know that basics like bread, pasta, the cost of living has gone up on those as well. And then for some people, their priority has to be keeping a roof over their head, but maybe not keeping their house warm. So, and for other people, maybe there's somebody sick in the family, or they really need to keep the house warm and they're going to skimp on other things. But for a lot of people, they end up in debt, because what research, again, from the Vincentians found was that there's an over an 80 euro gap a week for a lone parent who's on social welfare between what they need for a basic standard of living and what they actually have. So it's very hard for people who live in on social welfare, and for families in particular, not to end up getting into debt for basic things. So they can't afford to have the washing machine break down. They may not even be afford to use the washing machine sometimes because of the electricity costs.
Social welfare increases, the promise of a 100 euro credit for energy bills. What more can the government do to help if prices are going up so fast?
Yeah, and I suppose that's the reality. The prices are going up everywhere fast. And we have to look maybe what other countries are doing to support very vulnerable children and their parents. Because while the 100 euro free credit is great, everybody got it. I don't need it personally. Not everybody needs it. So I suppose we'd have preferred that it was put into more long-term support for the families who really need it. Like, one of the problems is for a lot of people living in one-parent families, they're in private rented sector and they've no control over the quality of their heating or their insulation. And that can make a huge difference. And again, there's calculations done. It can cost you twice as much if you're in a BER G rated home as opposed to a BER C rated home. And that's twice as much energy costs per week. So for people who can't control where they are and where they're living, they have to spend more on heating, and it might be a poorer option heating. So these things we may not think about if we have our own homes and we feel, oh, right, well, I can afford to do this or that. For some people, they absolutely have no option, and maybe their landlords aren't retrofitting the house. But that's the kind of long-term thing that actually needs to happen for everybody, because energy prices are going to keep going up. So we would like to see more support for very poor children and families to make sure that they're not going to be cold for the next couple of months. And I suppose one of the things we'd like the government is to have a discretionary fund for people who are in arrear or risk of disconnection. And we have been asking for that for some time, along with other organisations. And that's based on what we're hearing.
Philip Lane, the chief economist at the European Central Bank, in an interview with our correspondent Robert Short recently said that inflation will come down this year, that the rise is part of a pandemic cycle. What do you think?
Well, I have to believe Philip Lane, because I'm certainly not an economist. But I suppose what we know is, for right now, for this minute, there are families out there struggling who don't have enough to pay their bills, who are too cold, who are extremely stressed. And what we know is the Society of St. Vincent de Paul are bailing a lot of those out. And essentially then what they're doing is they're propping up this problem that the government may not be adequately dealing with. So I suppose, is that okay for us, or do we need a little bit more of a strategic response from government? Because people's homes will still be cold next year if they're cold this year. So, you know, a long-term sustainable approach to making sure that energy can be used more efficiently in people's homes as needed. There's so much research on this showing the links between poor housing and health for children, for the high proportion of one-parent families living in poor housing. IREC, the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, did research on this just a few months ago. And it's just incredible. It's over and over again. So let's have a more strategic approach to this.
Karen, thank you. That's Karen Kiernan, who's chief executive of One Family.